Good. I'm Ross Gibson. I'm a probationary teacher, primary five teacher at Preston Street Primary in Edinburgh. I just got my hands on iPads this year and I absolutely love them. I think it's an amazing tool to support teaching and learning. What I'm going to be talking about today is computer programming for children. All comes from being inspired by, like, say, Brian Clark and Derek Robertson, and being told about a little. Just back one. If you see, I am a novice. This one's here. It's all about using appropriate software. I could work rapidly to design an interesting and entertaining game which incorporates a form of control technology or interactive multimedia. As a student, I asked my teacher, how do I teach this? He said, we just don't teach this outcome. Okay, so that was like my brag to a bill for me. And that's when I started to use Scratch within the classroom. And kids, I don't know if you've used Scratch, but once I used Scratch and once I got the tablets, I thought, I wonder if there's any computer programming apps out there for kids to use on tablets. And all the apps that I'm talking about today, they're all free. I love a free app. I don't like paying for them. Yeah, it's like my own device, I suppose. So some of the ones, here's this one. I say these ones are early and first level, these first two. This one's called Codable. And what you do is, it's really good for sequencing, talking about numbers. So here's one of the levels just now. Okay, so you have to get the little furball person, and you need to get them to the end, which I might not be able to do, okay? Right to the end. So all you do is you drag and drop. Down, just let me think along. Okay, I'll not take it all the way to the end. And it's really good. How many down? How many to the right? How many up? Okay, I thought that was a really good way of introduction. Computer programming to children, like early level, first level. The next one, you probably use the actual physical thing in the classroom. It's a Bebop. Okay, so rather than getting it out, I don't know if they do take batteries or not, but this one, it's free. Away you go. This is brilliant. Even though you maybe think about using it earlier first level, I was doing second level work with my children and we were talking about degrees. Okay, and it can be very boring and tedious. But this way we're talking about 360 anti-clockwise, clockwise 180 degrees, and this really gave us, it's all about, for me, how can I fit it more into interdisciplinary learning that's going to make a really good context for learning. Not just saying this is computer programming, say, okay, we did, remember we did angle the other day. This is why you need to know about it, okay, and discuss it then. So that's the second app. The third app is a brilliant one that I came across called Daisy the Dinosaur. So this is now going on to computer, you're drag and dropping computer programming and creating strips. So the best one I always do with the kids is, you've got Daisy the Dinosaur, press play, okay. Why is he not doing anything? That's always my question. Why is something not doing something? Because you haven't told it to, okay? And once you tell the kids that once, then that really goes in their mind, and they're brilliant at understanding and problem solving. It all goes back to, oh, well, Mr. Gibson, this isn't working. I'm saying, well, you need to figure that out, because you've done it. You're telling it to do something. So this one's brilliant. So when, okay, touch it. It'll turn, it'll grow, shrink, grow. They love making them grow absolutely massive, so it goes out for that. They're such good fun at this. And it's a good way, just a very introduction, like, rather than going straight into Scratch, this is the very basic. So just press play, but once again, he's not doing nothing, because I haven't. There you go, and away he goes. And they love making up little sequences for this. Okay. Next one is, it's made by the same company, and I'd say it's the big sister or the big brother, is a thing called Hopscotch. This is more like Scratch for the iPad. This one's actually just been put into production, and I find it really good because you could also talk about coordinates, you could get the children, I'll just do a little bit of, add an object, start. Okay, start a new script. Okay. And the brilliant feature for this one is, well, is just if you can see, just up here, starting position, coordinates. There's another one that could be really dry in the classroom. Why are we doing coordinates? Okay. So now we're doing coordinates, so I'm linking it across to my computer programming. So you could get them to start. Where do you want them to start? Maybe want them to start there. And as you can see, the child actually said to me, I said, so I taught them in my student class the year before. Where do you have about coordinates? And the kid just goes, oh, when we did Scratch last year. Nothing to do with maths or anything like that. That's what it embedded into his mind. And I think that's why his computer programming is brilliant. So you've got all the motion, lines, control, loops. Okay, so it's starting to become a little bit more like Scratch. So this is, I say, the precursor. Or you could even use it alongside Scratch. Okay, so move distance. Let's pop this in. And the only way to learn this as a teacher is to take it home and muck about with it and make mistake after mistake after mistake and not be fearful of it. And that's the way I've learned with iPads, is just making mistake after mistake. And making mistakes in front of the kids, and they'll help you out, and they'll tell you what you've done wrong as well. Okay, so I'll just start alignment. Okay, and then hopefully when I press play, okay, then it moves along the line. What I did was, it was brilliant for assessment for shapes, because I got the kids, can you draw a square? So it actually has rotation, and it rotates by 90 degrees, 270 degrees, so you can get them to draw pentagons, hexagons, octagons. Okay, so rather than just saying, can you draw one, they could, it's alongside computer programming as well. The final one is more not computer programming, it's more, I'd say, more games design. And try not to give them this one first, because if you give them this one first, they won't want to go on anything else. Okay, this is called Sketch Nation. This one here, basically, all they're doing is... touch to create, and then they have this board, so it's simple or advanced. I'll just show you how quickly a child can make his own computer game, and we'll do for time.
Joe, I can
swing
to
that. Brilliant. I'm shot.
As long as you like. 6 minutes left.
6 minutes left. So this is brilliant, Sketch Nation. Okay, it actually tells them what type of game do they want, so it's like they relate it to all the games that they play, like Sonic, Mario, side jumping. So there's just hopefully that will turn with it, right? Okay, actually, I'll just do a simple mode. Okay, side flying. Okay, touch to create. This is where you see my really bad art skills. Okay, in art drawing. So I want to create a little character. Okay, there you go. Accept image. Next one, create an obstacle for him to bash into. Okay, maybe just a couple of different colours. And I think this is a really good one for getting the children to draw digitally. And this is somebody saying it's good to give them the stylus as well. But I really think it's a 21st century skill, being able to draw digitally as well as with your pencils and your pens as well. And I just want to do one more object. Okay, and finally... Now, I had primary ones doing this. I had run a little personalisation of choice just to always run personalisation of choice time so the children get to play the app. I get to see what works in the class without me actually having to do a more really serious teaching and learning environment. And it allows me to make lots of mistakes. And finally, just create a background. Okay, just that colour. And we'll put it right up. The kids. So, done. And it's perfect. Now, if you say to a kid, in 3 minutes you'll make your own computer game, they'll tell you that's not possible. But when you actually get them to do it, then you get them to play their game. And away you go. You all have to tilt your heads for this one. I do apologise. This happens to me in the classroom as well. The kids find it hilarious. However, and that is just the start. When you go into advanced mode, okay, that's when you create enemies, new platforms, and you can create animations. What happens when the kid, the sprite dies? What happens to that? What sound it makes? And you just give this to the kids. An hour later, you're just watching it. And it's brilliant for problem solving skills and talking and listening. And that's all I have to say.